going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. And we have a big show coming up today as we're now just one day and 4 hours from our draft coverage getting underway. Our path to the draft continues. It's brought to you by Pluckers General at your service. Salute to you. If you see me, beer me, N.A., you'll have a chance to do that tomorrow at Pluckers. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion, in his Miller Lite Cowboys Giraffe Show polo. He's ready to draft him up. I can tell right now he's got his game face
ready
on. It's kind
roll,
of intimidating.
Bro. Ready to roll.
Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control there, 75 and 52. He's fixing to go five flawless once again. Of course, Wolchuk and Schiafalo reunited. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How's everybody doing now? We're good? Fired up?
Great, baby.
Great to see you, boys.
Ready to do this. How you doing, Eric? Draft
week.
All right, buddy?
Yeah, hanging tough.
How's the fam? Everybody good?
Everybody's all right. We had one of those throw-up situations. Wife was out of the house.
I think I'm
chill for a little while. I'm about to get some me time. Next thing I know, I hear some crying. My daughter was just... I guess she was just laying on her back and then just vomited up because it was all over her face.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
And then, like, on the bed and stuff.
This sounds like
and
the movie The Exorcist.
You're just like, yeah. Oh, no.
So close to Easter.
It's all so disgusting. And
sound like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Took him out the game like that, bro.
It did. Yeah. It did. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I was a little bit, like, scared about it. I mean, it all happened so fast. So she was, like, fine. But I was thinking, wow, she was just laying on her back and then just vomited right there. And then I'm like, wow, now I'm on damage control. If my wife's home, she's probably going to assume that. Like, who's the throw-up cleaner? Or like for me,
100% my lady.
Really?
Yeah. Boo-boo, throw-up, all the nasty little things that come out of your body, she's cleaning that up. Not me.
There you go.
I've got all the rubber gloves on. I've got, you know, tongs that come from the kitchen.
Yeah.
Towels and everything. I'm doing way too much just to clean up a little piece of poop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Like, growing up, my dad was the throw-up guy. You know, if we were sick in the middle of the night throwing up, Pops was going to be in there. Mom's not handling it. And I didn't really get that gene. So I was kind of fighting through this whole cleanup situation.
So you were
gagging.
You weren't calling honey. You were digging in yourself.
Yeah, at that point,
taking
like
the responsibility.
At that point, the emergency of needing to get this cleaned up and her to stop crying and all that. Like, I got to handle this now. Even if wifey's home in 10 minutes, these next 10 minutes, we can't just sit here with puke on our faces.
There's a lot of tough stuff to navigate when you got a little one who's vomiting because it's scary for them.
Yes.
They're sick and they're like, what is just happening? Did my stomach just come out of my body? You know, what the hell? So,
and it just smells it's so disgusting.
Yes.
Like, I love you so much, but this is disgusting.
It is great to see it. It appears your immune system's throwing a shutout.
Yeah,
so
dude.
Far.
I'm the last man standing in the crib right now. My body knows it's draft week and there's nothing that's going to stop that. Yeah.
Is there anything new on our substantive trade talks? You missed one yesterday. Jerry getting up there and I guess in the walk-off, and rather he's, you know, talking about the idea of a trade before or after the draft.
Yeah.
Any more legs to this, Brian?
No, and I'm getting tired of talking to people on the phone. I really am. I'm ready for this thing to start.
Yeah.
I'm ready, you know, it's... There's so many things going, Peter Schrager threw a mock draft at us today, and it's the only mock draft that he does. And he picked Tyler Booker, and he had Tet McMillan on the board, and he had Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, slid all the way down to Dallas. And so there's all these discussions. You're like, okay, what does Schrager know that everybody else doesn't know? And, you know, we were talking about yesterday with, you know, they were mentioning about the offensive line. Would they put a guy in there? Would they draft somebody at 12 that could start at right tackle? And me, man, I'm just like, this time of year, you hear so many things. And yeah, I'm just,
it's overwhelming. It's
too
much.
It honestly is. And I love every minute of it to a point. Now I'm at that point where I'm like,
we're close enough. Let's just do it for real.
Let's just go draft. Yeah.
We don't have to talk about this anymore.
Let's get on this
because
clock.
You know, I want to make sure that when we talk about what the possibilities are for picks, you know, I want to be able to say, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what the order is going to be before Dallas. Mm-hmm. You know, how is the order going to shake out? Because if I could get an understanding of that, you know, or have a little bit of like, okay, McMillan can end here. Because if McMillan doesn't get to Dallas, boys, I think this thing is wide open. Good luck. Good luck telling me who they're going to pick at 12. Because I think it's I don't think it's, oh, let's just take Golden. Oh, I think there was going to be a lot. I mean, I got medical information about Will Johnson. You know, there's some concern about some things that he's dealing with. Does it going to take him off the board? No. Is he draftable? Yes, he absolutely is. So, yeah, you're just hearing so many different things right now. And honestly, it's hard to kind of put it together. But, I mean, it's just I'm to the point now like, okay, just let me see how this thing is going to go. But like I say, if you're the Cowboy fan out there and McMillan's not on that board, I would be ready for us to say maybe four or five different names that some we might not really have talked about extensively.
Well, that would be fun. It seems like it's going to be McMillan, but if he's not there, anything could happen.
Absolutely.
And I think that's enough intrigue to just make it so much fun going into tomorrow night. Of course, Broadus will be leading our draft coverage. He's been doing a hell of a job on that for years, and we'll be spread out across all 9 Pluckers locations. Now, you got me at the Addison location, Lucius at the Arlington Pluckers. Okay, Chiefs, he's looking at Grapevine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're also going to have in Mesquite, Sean Sharif. Plano's going to be Christy Scales. Now, we're doing our show tomorrow from the Plano Pluckers. Is that right?
Yep. G-Bag proper.
Okay, so maybe we'll see Christy Scales there in that 6 o'clock hour as we're getting set to hand it over to the draft coverage. Kevin Hegland's going to be at the Dallas Pluckers. Majors will be at Allen. Fred Davis at Fort Worth Alliance and Alec Medford at Fort Worth City View. So, and that's fun. You know, basically for every pick, we have one of you come up and pick for the team. And if you're right, then you win a draft specials or rather bar specials for everybody in attendance.
Yeah, dude, I'm ready for that Holy Mac special to get rung up. That's really that's the cream of the crop from a food standpoint.
So good.
And then all the coldies and whatnot.
The Holy Mac is exceptional. Everything at Pluckers is great. Of course, I'm partial one way or another. I hope they still have the fried Oreos and ice cream.
Mm. I believe so. That's a staple. Yeah,
they do. They have some great dessert items. How much confidence do you have right now in the Cowboys' ability to execute a draft based on the way things have gone in recent years? For a while, I thought they were amongst the best, and they had gone on this great run, and then they came back with that great, you know, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs. Boy, they've really found some players, and Deron Bland was in there. Now, the last couple of years, I don't know how should we look at this. Have they lost their touch, or was that just a lull?
I wonder if there was some disconnect between Mike McCarthy and the staff and the scouts.
Hmm.
And I wonder if, and then Jerry likes to brag about how he likes to listen to everybody. Mm-hmm. He's encouraging Shoddy to stand up in the middle of the draft and tell him that he's stupid for doing this, or, you know, challenge me on this. You know, he's encouraging his staff to be very proactive when it comes to these picks and discussions of the picks. And I wonder if you probably talk to Mike McCarthy, if he's driving around right now listening to us, Mike, call on in. I wonder if there was a disconnect between the coaches and Will McClay and the staff. And did Jerry maybe side with the wrong group? Did maybe that, you know, when Will and them were talking about, hey, we need to do this. Now, Will McClay, he's had his hand in the Mozzie Smith one. We saw that, you know, before a draft when they went on the clock and he was promoting, you know, hey, we need Mozzie Smith. Maybe that had to do with Dan Quinn. Maybe that was a lot to do with, you know, trying to help Dan Quinn, knowing he needed this guy. So I wonder, with Schottenheimer telling us the coaching staff out of the loop as far as maybe, you know, letting these scouts do their job, will that help Will McClay and those guys execute that? If that's the case and they go out and throw another dud, then everything needs to be evaluated over there. You know, I don't think, you know, they really like Will a lot and Will's done a lot of nice things. But if you start throwing more dud drafts at this thing and you're not as good as the Philadelphia Eagles and you're not as good as the Commanders and you're finishing third or fourth in the division, then everything needs to be under the microscope in that case.
Man, I hadn't really thought about that, but if you misfire three in a row and this one at 12, maybe it is time, you know, to have a serious conversation about a guy that we've considered to be amongst the great assets here on this Cowboys franchise.
Yeah, and that would be a crazy turn, but life comes at you super fast in professional sports. We see it all the time, so mm-hmm. it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world, but absolutely not something we anticipated, and I'm not betting on that. I still think the Cowboys, I would trust them over many teams when it comes to the drafting. I think now within your own division, I think you probably have more faith if you're an Eagles fan right now, but everything's just rocking and rolling in a great way, but the draft is always a crapshoot, so you can't be 10 out of 10 crotch first. We're dominant at this.
Well, they brag about it. They stand up there and tell you that we're damn good at drafting.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and I'm only saying that as they are the ones that are standing up there pounding their chests and telling you we are a damn good drafting team. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I will challenge you on that the last couple of years. You haven't been a very good drafting team. And so if you go out there and throw another stinker, and it's 0-3, and you continue to fall behind those teams in your division, then we know they're not going to change the owner or the general manager, but they need to look at the other guys involved in this thing.
Yeah, I would probably ask the coaches less, you know.
I'm interested to see, were the coaches the reason why they were throwing stinker drafts?
You're asking your coaches to also be great scouts with this model. You know, I would just go with the guys that are specializing in it 365 days a year.
What happens is you have a general manager that solicits everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
That's the deal. If you if you're sitting in that room, you have a voice, just as much as maybe a Will McClay has. You know, I can say, you need to look at the evaluation of this. If they don't do it right, Shoddy honestly is putting the pressure on the scouts to have a good draft. He's saying, hey, these guys do it 365, 7 days a week. We coach football. I remember very vividly telling coaches, listen, I've never called a third down defense. Don't tell me who to draft here. You know, I'm not doing that. This is my job.
Didn't Will McClay, didn't he win the Mozzie stuff? Wasn't that his?
That was his, yeah.
That was his. And we can't be blaming coaches on Mozzie. That's Will.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the thing with the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, for all those years in Green Bay, really never had a true voice in that room. Teddy Thompson picked the players. You know, Green Bay for a long time. Did a nice job. But McCarthy comes here. He goes from having no say to having a lot of say. And you just wonder, could some of those stinker drafts be a little bit coach influenced there?
Yeah.
But Shoddy's doing the right thing. He's doing what Bill Parcells did in 2003. He's saying, listen, coaches, stay out. I'm going to handle this with these scouts. We're going to figure it out. And he did. The 2005 draft, once Bill kind of figured out who the scouts were and who had good opinions, he was able to trust guys that way. I think it's a smart thing by Schottenheimer doing it, but he's putting a lot of pressure on the scouts. And I think that's a good thing.
It's a lot of pressure to hit on the first round, right? I think that's why you're looking at the last two drafts and saying they stink, is because the first round picks haven't given you what you were accustomed to getting. Like, Overshown does still seem like a good pick. Cooper Beebe is a starter, right? So it's not like, oh my gosh, they just totally botched the drafts. But the first round, they've got to get a guy that can come in and give you immediate results. And that hasn't happened. I mean, maybe Tyler Guyton develops into a good player. It doesn't look like Mozzie Smith is going to end up being more than an average player in the league. So it just makes that first round pick. I mean, they're still the fifth best overall drafting team, according to the Athletics draft power rankings over the last 5 years. But yeah, if it happens again and they want to continue to not do anything when it comes to free agency besides like 1 year kind of prove it deals, their best way to improve the team is the draft.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting the impact at the top of it, you're probably not going to be very good.
And 4 and 5 years ago really pull up their average. We're about to go into these next 2 years that those are going to, you know, fall off. If you look at the last 5 years, we'll have Von Miller coming up at 3 o'clock today. John Machota of The Athletic at 4 o'clock. And Joseph Hoyt of All City Dallas coming up at 6:20 amongst our football guests today. Of course, Sands is going to join you and talk Rangers baseball coming up at 4:40. Seager's injury news, what happens with Josh Smith, started his first game ever in center field last night, did a heck of a job. A lot of things coming together for the Rangers last night, but now, you know, you have to be concerned with Corey Seager and a hamstring injury. How long is he going to be out? Okay, Leah Asimakopoulos, our friend from the Morning News, Stars reporter, says Jake Ottinger starting game 3, Haskinen getting closer, took reps on the power play at morning skate. I guess that's a key step towards coming back.
Sure.
Once you can take a power play in morning skate. So, you know, maybe tonight, maybe Saturday. I think I'm trying to get him out there for something tonight, just to test it in live action. You don't know how the body's going to respond to a little extra adrenaline. Maybe you're fine.
Okay? I'd love it. It doesn't sound like that's the move, but hey, it's trending in a positive direction, so hopefully this would be the last night without him.
It'd be really nice if Dallas somehow could get a victory, of course. That's not goes without saying. But it would be really, really nice to go up 2-1 and then have the flexibility of being able to put him on the ice. You know, and really, you know, if you think about now, the tables really turn for Colorado. That turns into kind of a must-win game for them as well.
Yep.
So that would be some serious – it's competition throughout, but to have him maybe get out there a little bit before you come home, I think that would be really a good thing for the Stars.
I'm going to try my hand at a prediction here. I think the Stars light them up 6-2. Okay, breakout offensive performance.
Like it.
Allow us to not have to worry about it and enjoy a big one like that.
I hope you're
that.
Right about that one.
Okay, love what the Rangers are doing last night here, shaking up the lineup, and we'll see their lineup a little bit later on. Again, Sands coming up at 4:40. We'll have an eye on the NBA playoff slate and reaction to that as well. And again, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. But Woolchuck's top 10 at 2:20 is next. What's the subject matter today, buddy?
We've got the top 5 best and top 5 worst picks in the Jerry Jones era. What is your favorite Cowboys draft pick? What's been the worst? That's next in the Nation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H, your woolly bully.
Getting closer to this draft. We've got the top 10 best and worst picks in the Jerry Jones era. What have been your favorite Cowboy picks? What have been the worst? 877-881-1053. Some more draft nuggets coming from Albert Breer. Ashton Jeanty is a player that teams have certainly called to try and move up for.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything will happen regarding a trade.
New England.
That's a player that, and maybe New England backs out and New team's able to get
New
up there.
Yeah, New England seems to be the team that everybody's kind of gauging. The Bears are looking at, everybody's thinking now, but we've talked about a few days ago with Jeanty potentially going to Jacksonville. Now you have to get to New England. New England's a team, along with the Giants, that have been talking about backing out of there. I think that would be a small move for Elliot Wolf to back out, to go from 4 to 10. He'd probably pick up a little bit of capital there that would help his team. So, yeah, I think the Jaguars are a little nervous about New England wanting to back out of there.
Yeah, the Patriots and the Raiders are two teams Albert Breer says are open to moving back, and there's another one in the Panthers who have the 8th pick, and the understanding is they're willing to take a discount to move down in an effort to try to build up their war chest of picks, which would be interesting. And two of the more fascinating prospects this year, you got Walter Nolan and James Pierce Jr., both who have been connected to the Cowboys. The feeling he's gotten around the league for both guys, it's going to have to be the right place. Nolan happens to be outside the top 10. Look out for the 49ers and the Dolphins as potential landing spots. Pierce, maybe the Falcons at 15. If not, you could look at a slide out of the first round.
Yeah, the Falcons don't have a lot of picks, if I'm correct
they
about
don't.
That. So teams are trying to maybe... maybe they're going to just bundle them and go and just try and get the best player they can out of this.
Yeah, that's going to be that would make a lot of sense. So the other name that's really interesting is Gray Zabel. And Gray Zabel is an offensive lineman from North Dakota State who's played like basically every single offensive line position. I know Dane had him as a center. He could play center. He could play guard. Gray Zabel is just an all-around badass. But he put that he could go as high as the Cowboys at 12.
Yeah.
Or he's not going to go lower than the Seahawks at 18. So I guess that's another name that we haven't talked a ton about. Gray Zabel could be an option maybe to play at right guard or possibly center if you wanted to move Baby back to his right natural position at guard. But that's another name just to the various names that we're hearing. Gray Zabel's another one.
That's the problem trying to kind of gauge where the Cowboys are going to pick or who they're going to pick, because I just feel like that McMillan seems to be the obvious one they would like to have. But there are so many different options now that I'm hearing about them. If in fact that they don't, if they don't take McMillan, that just a number of different ways that they can go, and I believe it. I think that's why Jerry was talking about maybe they didn't have their board completely set. You know, maybe they're going through some of these scenarios where in fact that they're looking at McMillan and he's gone, and now we're gonna have to determine. You know, we're gonna have to set our board to like, okay, where does it reflect? If we don't have this guy, where are we going? We go in defensive tackle. We go in corner. We're going to try to get the next best wide receiver. You know, what are we going to do here? So I think they're having a lot of anxious moments right now, putting that thing together.
So much unknown. And then if there's trades right ahead of you, what are the Saints going to do at 9? I think that's a team that they're worried about could poach one of their guys.
Yeah, that's right there. You need to worry about Kellen Moore. You need to worry about Kellen Moore because he really does want offensive players there. And the thought is the Cowboys, knowing Kellen Moore, the coaching staff well, or that knowing how Kellen Moore is, that they know that he covets a guy like McMillan. And so this could be something that they would have to navigate as well.
I just like really hearing the idea that the Cowboys are very open-minded if McMillan's not there.
I think they are.
Because that means they're in best player available mode and not we need this. That's when they get in trouble.
Yeah.
If they let a good player come to them at 12, I'm very confident we're going to be very happy with whoever it is. I think if it's a defensive player, it's got to be somebody they think is just going to wreck shop. Because they have such profound needs at significant spots on offense. If you go defense right here, I think that guy's going to be amazing.
That would have to be that, and that might be the Will Johnson thing we're talking about. I know it's a corner, but like I'm hearing around the league some favorable stuff. There's an issue that he is having to deal with. I don't want to get into it on air, but it's something that some teams have kind of checkmarked as maybe, hey, this is something we're going to have to deal with in the future.
Spring break catching up to him?
I don't know if it's spring break, but... he's got something medically. Again, I don't want to go into it, but I will, you know, it's something that teams I know are thinking about right now.
Is that a HIPAA law thing you're trying to avoid right now?
I am really trying to avoid not getting our station in trouble there. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not do the HIPAA law violations. I hate those. Okay. Before we get to this list though, I did want to have fun. Jerry was talking trades yesterday. All right. You want to get real wild and crazy? Let's get real wild and crazy. We go to the McShay show. Todd McShay, who is not into our guy, Ted McMillan, might get to that a little bit later, but imagine a world in which the Cowboys maybe did this.
I'm interested now. I'm truly interested. I don't think Cleveland's going to trade out of this pick, but something big is coming down the pipe because too many people are now kind of...
Who's the team? Which team is it?
I'm dying to know.
Everyone wants to say Dallas, and Jerry Jones made the comments that I'm... Something vague around, like, we're going to be making a move for a player before or after the draft. Like, okay. I could see Dallas. It would make a ton of sense.
Right.
A ton of sense.
Both in terms of need, personality.
It's a hell of a lot better than sticking at 12 and taking Tet McMillan. If he's there, don't think he's going to be. We'll get to that in a minute. But he could be. Or Matthew Golden, who I love, but I don't love him like I love Travis Hunter, and then getting a cornerback with it. Who else?
Like, who else could it be? It just screams Dallas to me. Maybe I just have blinders on. I just think it's Dallas. Could it be, like, you know, San Francisco maybe trying to make that move? That would seem strange to me.
They're talking about moving up for Hunter?
Number two to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Go get you some Travis Hunter.
I mean, that screams what Dallas would have done 20 years ago, maybe. 25 years ago.
It's two birds, one stone, maybe.
Yeah.
You want a corner? You want a wide receiver? You want to go up there and get yourself a blue chipper?
Yeah, on my stack, he would be the best player on the board.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go get the best player in the draft. If Jerry wants to do trades, you want to go up there and make a splash. You want to get some excitement going.
That'll do it.
Make the move up. Go get you some Travis Hunter. I like it. I think anytime there's smoke, the Cowboys are always going to be thought of. I don't think it's likely. I'm with you, Gavin. But gosh, if all of a sudden we start round one of the draft and we see trade alert and the Cowboys have moved up, which we have not seen since the Mo Claiborne draft, and granted, that did not go well, but the Cowboys get them some Travis Hunter?
I guess it could make sense if you're talking about playing the guy on both sides. You know, now giving up the extra pick is mitigated because I'm looking at it like there's no way the Cowboys, with all of their needs, would use multiple picks on one player. But maybe for Travis Hunter, an exception could be made.
And it could be part of the Dak Prescott trade, of course. You know, we don't know what's still going on with that. Bruce has that. A really good source.
There's a fun cop over there, though. I think Steven's in charge of the fun police. So I just don't imagine this can ever happen for the Cowboys.
I know it sucks. There was a time where it'd be like, hell yeah, this is happening. Yeah. Now, yeah, you got to go ahead and take it with a grain of salt.
Especially with all the stuff about how the Browns and the Giants, all those teams at the top, are wanting to move out. So, like, you'll have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe they take less.
And the only way you do it, as Dawson mentioned, is if you're going to get significant snaps from him on both sides of the ball, which I think is the plan for any team. Maybe not 100% full-time on both sides, but he's going to get a healthy helping.
That's
both,
what he wants. That's absolutely
I mean, they were the
wants.
Team to finally give Deion a real chance at doing that.
Yeah. So it'd be blockbuster. All right, you want
come
the five best
circle.
are the five worst to start off with here.
Now, what are we looking at again?
These are the top five best, top five worst draft picks in the Jerry Jones era.
Okay, so, well, you're looking at Bobby Carpenter and Taco Charlton, probably.
In the worst?
Does it get worse than that in the first round? I don't think so.
I feel like Mozzie's holding up a pretty good argument at this point.
Now, you're right.
Sample size is still small enough to still perhaps give him some benefit of the doubt, but it's been bad.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be first rounders. Mozzie might end up making this eventually, but he's not in it yet. Bobby Carpenter and Taco Charlton are two of the five. Another one on here.
Shante Carver.
Shante Carver is indeed one of the selections. Shante Carver, 1994, first round, 23rd overall.
Yeah.
Defensive end. His biggest impact actually came with the Dallas Desperados in the Arena Football League. Yep.
See, he still had a damn good career. So he still put the city on his back.
Pro football player.
4 seasons, 11 and a half sacks. David.
These are the best?
David.
These are the worst.
These are the worst.
Yeah, these are the best. He's the best.
David LaFleur, absolutely.
David LaFleur.
Yeah. That
was,
LSU.
That was a Troy Aikman pick, right?
Yeah, he flew around the country, like, working out players and stuff, helping them out, and he picked David LaFleur, or helped pick David LaFleur, that is.
Yeah, 97 first round, 22nd overall.
Can I guess one?
Yeah, please.
Joseph Randall on the list?
Joseph Randall's not.
Well, because I thought that boy was the future.
But yeah, dude, he had a year where it looked like it. Yeah. It looked like that.
Especially if he was watching like Oklahoma State football.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was shifty.
I DM'd what I thought was Jerry on Instagram. I was like, you got to get Joseph Randall. Then he picked him. I'm like, he heard me, fam. He heard me, bro.
Go get Randall.
Man of the people.
He's like that Lou. He's got the eye.
What's the cliche? Or what's the phrase that's always synonymous with Joseph Randall? Is it the meat on the bone?
Meat on the bone.
Yeah, I think I left a little bit of meat on that bone. That's what it was. Yeah.
It was DeMarco Murray who had left meat on the bone.
Oh, DeMarco. Yes, that's right. Joe Randall. He was calling out DeMarco. Because DeMarco left and went to the Eagles, so he thought he was going to get the keys to the backfield then. But number five, the worst Cowboys draft pick of the Jerry Jones era. We go to 2000.
Oh, is the...
Second round, 49th overall, Tennessee, the corner. Dwayne Goodrich.
Dwayne Goodrich, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and Dwayne Goodrich is not really known for football anymore, sadly.
He was not good nor rich when it was all said and done.
No, not at all. There was a tragic event that happened with Dwayne Goodrich.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it homicidal?
Hit and run accident.
He went to jail, what, for 7 years?
12 and a half year combined sentence.
Oh, my God.
But he got out,
He did get released early.
Yeah, it's like 7 years.
Good behavior.
But, that one didn't really work. Yeah. The best, though, you want to get happy. And this is strictly of the Jerry era.
Troy Aikman.
Yep, Troy's pretty damn good.
Without
number one.
A doubt.
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus. Number four on here.
Marcus Dolly.
Larry Allen.
Larry.
Second round pick.
Larry Allen, 1994, second round pick, 46th overall.
Emmitt Smith, 1990.
Emmitt Smith was number two in 1990, first round, 17th
Zach
overall
Martin.
With the polka dots, baby. Gosh, that look that Emmitt showed up with. Zach Martin definitely, I think, has a place here, but he wasn't in the top five.
Tyron Smith?
Five, not Tyron. I think they would if we did top 10 just the best, they both would be in there.
Witten?
But Witten comes in at five. Yeah, Witten, 2003, third round, 69th overall.
Yeah, it was
a steal to get Witt, 69.
Really good draft.
What a play by me.
Really good draft for tight ends that year, too, by the way. But I think we got the best one out of that one.
Yeah, I think so, too. Guys can end up being in the Hall of Fame. We got some good techs coming in. Morris Claiborne, maybe one of the worst.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you trade up and... swing and miss like that.
A lot of haters.
It was unfortunate. Yeah.
A lot of haters.
That's the problem.
He didn't totally bust on you, though, which I'm sure Brian appreciated.
Yeah, not totally.
No.
It was just like a half bust situation.
Texted in Marcus.
Well, he had like one pretty good year. He was injured. Went on to have a decent career elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I was out of the mix and then when they selected him.
Yeah, that wasn't Brian's fault.
Yeah. I was. My last draft was 05 and they said, get the hell out of here. That was the Ware draft.
Ebenezer Ecubon's a good one.
A lot of haters.
From the 972, Russell Maryland getting texted.
I was going to say Russell Maryland. I was not too sure what people think about that Russell Maryland pick.
And 817.
For being first overall.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
As did not have the impact that a first overall pick should have.
Not at all.
Not at all. That one was not good. And then somebody texting in, the Cowboys need to go get the best corner in the draft. That'd be Kobe Bryant out of Kansas. I love me some Kobe Bryant, but I think he pissed off a lot of people when he refused to work out at the Big 12 Pro Days.
Yeah.
Wow, 214, I'm a Dallas officer, worked that car crash scene involving Dwayne Goodrich.
Yeah.
Man, so was on the scene there.
Veteran on the case.
I remember getting that call at 4 a.m. when that happened.
Man.
It wasn't good.
No. Julius Jones getting texted.
Is that the one on 35?
Yeah, he came over the hill,
yep,
Lucius.
Yep. I do remember that.
Was Joseph Randall really, was it underwear that he was?
Stealing? Yes.
It was undies.
Yeah. Some
undies.
Cologne. Polo, at least, you know.
Yeah, that is.
You got to put a little something on it. It was polo drawers. It wasn't Fruit of the Loom.
They're nice legit. Undies. Yeah, this wasn't Fruit of the Loom. Yeah, those polo ones was are no those, joke, dude. People are, that's CR7s, a flex if you got the polos.
CR7s that you rock.
CR7s, yeah. He could have stole those from Ross.
With the soccer player's face on his ass.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad thing to get caught stealing.
Man. Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 at 220 every day here on The Fan. Von Miller's coming up at 3 o'clock. Chiafalo, what's next? Sports Hodgepodge, we got your postseason poster. We have a salute to a local media member, and we present your wild headline of the day next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Again, Von Miller is coming up at 3 o'clock. John Machota at 4. Sandler 4:40. We have so much sport for you today. And we're excited. You know, 4 hours, 15 minutes of show left. Here's the Chief.
Anthony Edwards, $50,000 lighter in the pockets after telling a Lakers fan about his massive piece, goes soaring through the heavens and is now on a poster near you.
Julius has it right now. Hachimura wearing another kind of mask. Here comes Edwards! He took it at hot night! Oh, he got up there!
Thank God Kevin Harlan was on that call. Yes. Just as a guy who appreciates these sorts of things.
Yeah.
But can we replay that again, Lucius? Did you hear the dunk sound? Just the amount of explosiveness and power involved in this. Poor Jackson Hayes. There's no recovering. I'm sorry.
Julius has it right now. Hachimura wearing another kind of mask. Here
yeah.
He took
love
it.
It.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, he got up there.
That's like you're surprised the rim didn't snap off. Watching that in real time, it's late at night. I'm on my couch. I'm trying to be quiet, but like I couldn't help myself, but just audibly,
yeah,
excited about that particular play.
I mean, the level of skill to get the rim that hard without breaking your fingers or wrist, I always figured that was impressive. I could never soar to those heights to even try to navigate something like that. Right. So.
Yeah, and also not breaking Jackson Hayes' face in the process. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised he was still a man that didn't have like an orbital bone. Like after you see that, you're thinking he's going to be wearing a mask for the next, you know, for the rest of this playoff run. However long that goes for the Lakers, they do get the win last night. Luka was pretty dang impressive. There's no doubt about that. I mean, early and often he got that thing going. And it was a nice simultaneous start to the night because you had the Rangers game on, plus you had the Lakers game, and you get the offensive explosion there, so to speak, from the Rangers, and we had been looking for that. And then also Luka's starting out hot in the first quarter, as we see plenty of times with Luka. So it was just a nice start to the sports night. It absolutely was.
This is giving me those, like, Laker dynasty PTSDs. You know, I felt this in the 80s with Magic Johnson and Kareem and Worthy and Byron Scott and everything. And then, you know, it reassembles around the turn of the century there with Kobe and Shaq. And I feel like we've been dodging this. You know, you had the bubble championship, but I kind of pull for LeBron. You know, now with this, I can't have this. I can't have that, you know. And I don't imagine the Lakers are going to do it now. But this could be a preview of what's to come once they have an offseason to assemble that roster around Luka the way that he needs it. I mean, this is without a lob threat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I figured Minnesota would take care of him, but, you know, that I think put it on notice that they can mitigate their lack of size, and the Timberwolves might have the best front court in the playoffs.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, Rudy Gobert got put in the blender. Another thing that we're accustomed to seeing. I think Luka, after one little dance party there that ended in a Luka bucket over Gobert, he's running back down, just saying like sub him out.
Yeah. He's been torturing that man for too long.
It's been a long time. It's been a good time running here, and nobody cares. Nobody cares about Gobert's feelings at all. Now, how about the trolling? Are you guys familiar with the rapper Kevin Gates and what he's done with?
Yeah. He's got little birthing hips.
Yeah.
That's little tight little jeans be wearing.
That's a good way to put it. He went on some rant about how he wouldn't want to trade places with LeBron James because he doesn't like the way that LeBron's wife looks at him.
That's just how she looked, bro.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know.
Yeah, I know that look.
So that, and then LeBron.
That's the couture of her eyebrows.
Yeah. So LeBron ended up making a post or whatever about, you know, how much he loved his wife or whatever. I don't know. But then last night you have the guy who was trolling LeBron about this, so much to where LeBron clearly responded in a post about his wife. Oh, no. Then Kevin Gates is then sitting, the rapper who was trolling LeBron, sitting courtside at the game last night.
Yeah.
Just a nice little toxic Tuesday, yep. Right, Lucius, in Los Angeles.
And he's sitting there with Brittany Renner, which is for the streets, bro. Ooh, how are you going to talk about my wife when you sitting right there with, she done had a whole NBA roster, allegedly.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. Yeah, she was
team player.
And I wouldn't be against it.
It was sort of a lover's reunion last night, I would imagine, for her, just picking him off. Like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah. I know that guy real well. But, yeah, I thought that was a pretty funny troll job there from him sitting just shirtless, open shirt, courtside after trolling. And I don't know, she's got some... Is she changing her ways or whatever? I don't know. She's not wearing the same type of clothes.
Rejuvenated. She's rejuvenated her situation.
There we go.
Yeah. Born again.
She Muslim now. Yeah. And she wants to, what is that, getting rid of your track record?
Okay.
She wants to delete the track record and start all over again like it never happened.
She wrote a book.
A whole facts. She wants to get rid of the whole facts.
Yeah, she did.
I heard time's an illusion, you know.
Jack Black was sitting just a couple of people over courtside in his Lakers shirt, just looking hilarious with like a swim trunks on that were like fire flames, just being ultimate Jack Black. And that dude loves him some Luka. As soon as Luka makes a play, Jack Black is going absolutely berserk right there. And I had FOMO.
He's one of my favorite celebrities.
Yeah, I do love him. Speaking of guys we love, Isaac Harris of Locked On Mavs. I know that we talked about this a little bit, but I don't think we sunk into it enough just how funny this interaction was. The second question in the Nico presser the other day, yeah. Isaac Harris laying it all out on the line, and we salute him for it.
Isaac from Locked On Mavs. When you know, when Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well.
What is that?
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Just the whole setup, like he set it all up, and then
I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
He's just, Nico's like, "Wow, okay, let me sink in. Here we go. The presser is officially started now. There's no exchanging.
Let's
of pleasantries. We're just gonna hit him, club him right over the head with why shouldn't you be fired? That was
Harris said his name like and where he was from, and then said, "Why should you not be fired?"
Perhaps. I don't know.
Would that have been a better question?
A journalist professional? Yeah. I don't know. From a funny standpoint, I love the buildup. I love the way the whole thing was executed. And then it's like, okay. Like, and then you almost think he's about to give him some sympathy here of like, that's a tough position.
Yeah.
And then boom, nope, you should be fired.
Yeah. I kind of wonder like if he was like, he was thinking he was going to give him a different question. And just in mid sentence, he just said, no, I'm going to ask him why he should have his
job. I think for a while there, they were like in a dunk line trying to outdo one another. Like on a trampoline, like, hey, who's going to get up here and dunk on Nico the best there for about 10 minutes or so? And I think it was fantastic.
They kept reminding him that defenses win championships. Every question led with that. So it was kind of like, he reminded them, and then they turned around and reminded him is what.
Then his other narrative was, well, if you don't like Anthony Davis, you're not going to like this trade. And I thought that was rich. Like, I can appreciate Anthony Davis as a really good player. You know, don't make it that we don't like Anthony Davis or we can't appreciate his basketball acumen.
I haven't seen one syllable uttered on the internet from a Lakers fan about their sadness that Anthony Davis is gone.
Yeah,
that pretty much tells you the story there.
I'll let you know.
It is amazing, though. There's this other like storyline in here that I was in a Twitter exchange with. It was a good exchange. It was healthy. But, you know, maybe this idea, and this guy was arguing against me, but I'm like, man, he's making some really good points. Like, maybe you don't need great defense anymore because the bar has been lowered. Like, Denver won it with an average defense. The Celtics won it with a team that the aging Warriors had kind of mopped the floor with. I know they were able to add Drew Holiday and Porzingis, but Porzingis was hurt for the finals. They didn't even need Porzingis to be clearly the best team in the NBA. Like, you don't need that great a defense anymore because, you know, you don't have to build this roster of superstars to try to win the championship. Like, Golden State had the last great dynasty, and to beat that team, yes, you were going to have historically good defense. You don't have to anymore, you know, and that's perhaps why Luka, LeBron, Austin Reeves might be enough to go on this run through the West.
Yeah,
without a big man.
Scored like 85 points last night.
Denver Nuggets, right? Just the 15th best defense.
Yeah, I did love that question as well. Almost as much as I love the crazy Buck Wild headline of the day, we head to Chicago breaking. A Chicago police recruit was arrested at the police academy this morning when another cadet allegedly found 8 grams of crack cocaine in his pants during narcotics search training. The recruit allegedly claimed, quote, "These aren't my pants."
Oh, somebody put them like on it for me.
Yeah.
So they're doing like a training deal. They have like fake crack that is like supposed to be in their pockets because they're all going through an exercise. And then one of the dudes actually finds real 8 grams worth of actual crack cocaine.
Man, that sounds like a lot of crack.
That's a big old chunk. That's a big rock right there, bro.
Especially when you're a recruit at the police academy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate crackhead brain fart.
You threw that at a crackhead, they're going to fall apart, bro.
My crack pants.
You are God at that moment.
I forgot.
Dude, that is an epic crackhead move, though. I'm going to go be a cop. Just take crack from the criminals.
Yes.
You know, I got an income, benefits, and a line on some pretty free crack for a while, I would imagine. Yeah, yeah. You know? You run it up there in the evidence room. Yeah, as long as you can keep it together.
No, you're not. Guy,
just don't full cry,
bro. It's undefeated.
Be a good 3 or 4 weeks.
You're gonna be slippery.
Oh no, I brought my crack to the police academy.
Mistake.
Clearly, it was falling apart for this gentleman already.
Oopsies.
But it was a good thought. Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Von Miller joins us next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.